Good morning. My guest this morning is Marty Pistone from the 6th Street Playhouse. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So you're going to get past the first of the year and into a new show right away.
That's correct.
Wow. Tell me about this show, Stage Kiss.
Stage Kiss is primarily about a woman in her 40s who hasn't been acting in quite a long time, coming back to the theater.
Uh-huh.
And
a theater.
Yeah.
A theater piece.
And right. She gets cast. And she gets cast in a 1930s drama. And what she doesn't know is that the person who is to play her lover is her ex-boyfriend from 20 years ago. And they had a very heated affair. And, of course, the play is about the kiss, you know, kiss, obviously. But uh-huh. They do a lot of kissing. And then we watch as they kind of maneuver through their past life and the present life at the time. And we have a fluctuation between the beauty and the reality of a relationship and, then of course, the farcical show. Uh-huh. And so we flip back and forth into a 1930s production kind of thing. And
well, I noticed that there's three people in the cast. One is Tim Niffin, who stars as Harrison / husband.
Yes.
Jennifer Cote starring as she and Edward McLeod as he. So how does that work?
Okay.
Husband, he, and she.
Okay, well, she, of course, is Jennifer Cote.
Right, right.
Edward McLeod is the he. They don't have any proper names except the names that they have in their acting, their character
uh-huh,
names.
Right.
She never really writes their names.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tim plays a couple roles. He plays the actor in the 1930s
uh-huh.
play. So he's the actor playing the character. And then later on in the second act, he comes back as the husband, the real life husband of she. And then, of course, you're missing out on there's the daughter and there's, Abby Lee and then Lydia Varoles and then Rusty Williams. He plays Kevin. And then Molly Boyce is back with
us.
And
yeah. She's fabulous. Really?
And she plays the cantankerous director. Well, I made her a little more cantankerous than usual, but she loves
Molly's
that.
Molly's not really very cantankerous.
No, she's not at all, but she likes doing it. So
just
let her go.
right.
And it's really a lot of fun. But I think the show really gives a lot of voice to the female, which I'm trying to do. It allows her to be not only the sexual agent, but also the intelligent,
mm-hmm.
sensitive, vulnerable. And it's really a tour de force for a female. And she is the show. And her journey through her her present life into the fantasy that's been brought back by the love affair that happened 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it's kind of put on steroids through the 1930s version, and then it comes back to reality. So there's an arc there for her to play. And that's what makes it funny, interesting, but also beautiful and tender. I kind of stop short of saying, oh, it's just slapstick comedy, because it isn't. It really addresses the human condition.
It's interesting that you're starting the new year, the strange new year.
Yes.
So what's it going to mean for you in terms of theater?
I guess the thing is to politicize theater. I mean, when has theater not been political?
Right.
So I think I'm just on the same track as I've always been. I don't think I'm going to change that.
Yeah.
And I think it's theater's a job, or let's say a mission statement, to always put out there what we feel
right
is the truth. And we want to put it out there either in a serious way or satirical. But making people think is what it's about.
Exactly.
And I hope to stay in that same vein.
I'm sure you will too. Thanks, Marty, for coming in
and
telling us about this new show coming up. Opens on January 13th and runs through February 5th. Stage Kiss at the 6th Street Playhouse. For information, best way to get it is to call the box office at 523-4185. Or go online to 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jeff Petty on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.